Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alrighty, AMA, we do it every single Wednesday at this time. What we don't do every Wednesday is bring an interview at 12:20 with Howie Roseman. That's today, because he was on with Angelo this morning. So what they talked about today, and then 12:45, Ray Diddy. Big hour. Let's start it off with AMA. James Seltzer, what are people asking?
All right, let's start out on Twitter. Bill Gradwell asks.
Hello, Bill Gladwell?
Gradwell.
Gladwell was, I think, the name of the guy in
Malcolm Gladwell.
Wasn't that the name of
Not Bill.
Help me out here. The movie goes into the hotel, Mrs. Robinson, The Graduate.
I don't remember.
I think that was his fake name when he went in the hotel. But anyway, never mind. All right, go ahead.
All right. Bill Gradwell.
Gladstone was the name. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. That was a good use of time. Yeah. Bill Gradwell asks, for both of you, how do you think people view you in your personal life, not your radio life?
Like, how do family and friends view us?
Yeah. Like, not the hammer.
Well, I am who I am at all times. I don't know. I hope they view me as a nice person who's just trying to find my way in the world. I don't know. I think they probably view me as a fine fellow. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
A fine fellow.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, you know.
Kind or this or that.
View you.
John, how do they view
you? So this is how friends and family view us?
View you.
I believe so, yeah.
View you.
I think my friends and family are concerned about me more often than I expect.
Wow.
And that's troubling to me.
Okay.
Something
you don't actually know is troubling to you. Like you're making a guess. No, and now you're troubled by the guess.
I am asked very often, is everything okay? Are you all right? Stuff like that. And I don't always know why that's being asked.
Well, you miss some things in life, honestly. You miss some things.
I'm aware. Well, that's the thing. I am aware that I am somewhat oblivious to most things that are going on.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know if I'm in my own world. I don't think I am.
Your brain works different
apparently
than most people.
Apparently, I am.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm at least aware.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think your family and friends see you as very accomplished.
Oh, well, thanks.
That would be one thing I would think they think.
That's nice.
Yeah. James?
That's good.
All right. Michael Mishkin on Facebook asks, what was your guys' first job?
Huh. First paying job. Well, I mean, aside from like mowing lawns.
Yeah, I think it's like your first job.
I used to do shovel walks and driveways, and then I used a snowblower too. So whenever it would snow, it was time to make money. But I told you my first job was dishwashing. I was 15 years old at Gigante, an Italian restaurant in Camp Hill, PA, and it was not easy. It was rough being a dishwasher as a ninth grader, because I would have to go straight from track practice to the restaurant and then close it down. And it was under the table. A girl who was in 12th grade made it her project to get me and my friend, who was also dishwashing, fired for her project. Community service project got us fired for being underage working at a liquor establishment.
Wow.
It was this huge fiasco.
Wow.
I just wanted to make some money.
She's kind of got a point,
messed
though.
Up, though.
I know.
It's a little messed up.
It is weird.
Does she care?
That is weird.
I know.
Well, I mean, she's looking out for the children out there in the world. I mean, the children, after all, as we know, Whitney told us, they are our future.
I mean, I had to get working papers when I was 14 to get my first job.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't get them.
Jason's Bagels.
All right.
Good times.
I believe I was also 14, maybe 15. First job as summer after eighth grade, prior to ninth grade, being a camp counselor at Penn Charter's camp, day camp. Great camp, by the way. Still goes on. Shout out to Charlie K. Schaefer. Has run it for years. I was just, a junior counselor. And my bunk, though, was really young. They were like 3 and 4 years old or something.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was thinking, oh, let's go play hoops, right? I'll teach the fifth graders how to play ball.
That'd be cool.
But instead, I was like with the youngest bunk. But I mean, look, you guys know I love Penn Charter. I love that camp. I went to it 4 years. So it was a great time.
All right. Stick with Facebook. Mike Sadler asks, if you could be the owner of a new Philadelphia XFL team, what would you name that team?
Ooh.
The Rockies. No, I don't know. The Balboas. Here are the Philadelphia Balboas. I don't know, John.
Ooh,
what do you got?
That's actually a really good name.
You think
so? Yeah. I was saying that kind of as a joke.
How about the Philadelphia Creed?
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a tough one. I mean, in line with the Rocky thing where you're not being quite as obvious.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, even though Apollo's not Philly.
Yeah, Apollo's from L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just sounds good. I like the names that are not pluralized.
Not the S's, like Red Sox and White Sox and stuff like
Jazz.
That.
Jazz.
The Magic.
Yeah. All right,
something. It would be good if it had something to do with 1776, though. So how about like a singular, Freedom.
We already have the 76ers.
Yeah, too late.
And we had the Freedom.
Yeah.
Or we have them. What was that? Was that the tennis team? The Philadelphia Freedom, there was somebody. And then what was the soccer team?
The Liberty.
What was the soccer team that Heather Mitz played for? What was her? They played out of Villanova Stadium. They were the Philadelphia.
I can't place it.
What the heck were they? And then we had
Philadelphia Revolution.
And we had the roller derby team, like the Bullies or something in the 90s. Wasn't Tony Danza involved in that or something? The Bulldogs? Philadelphia Bulldogs?
The Bullies is good. I mean, that's got some history.
The Charge. It was the Philadelphia Charge, right? Wasn't that Heather Mitz's team?
You got me.
Anyway, all right, let's keep rolling.
Yeah, let's keep rolling. All right, in honor of the Astros being our newest sports villain, who's the best sports villain of all time?
For cheating purposes
all
or
time.
Not?
I don't know. That text line question. So,
I mean, for cheating purposes, it might have turned into Lance Armstrong. But for non-cheating purposes, just a real villain that most people didn't like, that's a tough one.
No one liked Bill Laimbeer.
That's a good one. Bill Laimbeer's a great answer. Yeah. I mean, Danny Ainge kind of fits that a little bit, but he wasn't.
Tom Brady's becoming an even bigger villain right now.
Yeah.
He might be the biggest of all time in some people's books.
Brady's up there. Big villain.
Conor McGregor's a huge villain.
I just straight up don't like that guy.
No one does.
No. I'll tell you what, Bill Laimbeer's a pretty interesting answer.
Belichick might be.
Look at this. Richie's on fire over here.
He's pulling him out.
I'll just go with everything Richie said.
I think that's a good idea in that one. All right. Text line also. If you could see any person or band live in concert that you haven't seen, who would it be? The catch, they have to be alive.
Paul McCartney.
Stones.
Yeah, I've seen the Stones. For me, quick. it would be Paul. It's Paul McCartney. And then I can understand for you it would be the Stones.
Yeah.
Have you seen McCartney, John?
He played at the Super Bowl.
That's really roundabout.
So, no.
I mean, he played at the Super Bowl that we were in.
Yeah, you were in the locker room at halftime.
So, I guess I heard him while there.
That's absurd.
So, no,
right,
I guess not.
All right. Robin on Twitter at Reverse the Spin asks, listening on the radio.com app on my way back to Philadelphia, my trip back, she says, as I'm on my trip, makes me think, what's the longest road trip you've ever been on?
I drove from Mechanicsburg to Palo Alto by myself.
That's a hike.
So you didn't go cross country?
Well
kind of.
No, he didn't go cross country. He started in Western PA. You start over
That's
here?
That's not Western PA.
Well, you started in Central
PA. It's 90
PA.
Miles
Dude,
west
let me tell
of
you
here.
Something. You start from Philadelphia and go to Los Angeles, you've gone cross country. You start in Ohio or Western or Central PA, not enough.
It's 90 miles west of here.
James, is it enough?
I would have said yes. I totally would have said yes.
Longest I went was I went down to Louisiana. I went to, help me out here. What's the town? New Orleans. I kept thinking of Mardi Gras, and I couldn't come up with the town. I didn't go to Mardi Gras. Spring break, senior year. I drove to New Orleans, had a great time, like 3 days there, then over to Panama City for 2-3 days, then back up to Philly. So that whole thing.
The worst part about driving west for 3 days is the sun sets for hours and you're staring into it. Yeah, there's nothing rough you can do around it. I forgot to call my parents and let them know that I made it in safe.
Yep.
This was brought up much longer after the fact. My parents didn't know if I was alive or not.
Wow.
I drove to college.
Yeah.
And I just never called to say, hey, everything's good, because we went straight into 2-a-days.
Remember that?
So I had stuff to do.
Remember that thing about how you kind of miss some
Totally.
That's one of those occasions.
Totally.
Exactly.
And
right.
That's AMA for this Wednesday afternoon. All righty. Howie Roseman's interview with Angelo coming up at 12:20 today. Let's go to the phones and talk to T in Collegeville. What's happening, T?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Joe, John, James. How you doing?
Great.
What's up, buddy?
How about the Philadelphia Tigers in honor of Hairless Tiger? You can come out the Eye of the Tiger to honor Rocky.
That would be cool.
There you go.
You know what? They might have hairless tigers, actually, now that I've been thinking about it. They have hairless, like, house cats. Like,
okay.
I have one.
All right.
It's like a mutation.
Yeah.
There might be hairless tigers, but Joe thought they were all hairless.
I hadn't thought of it, but if I would think that.
Wait, you thought they had, like, scales, like a dinosaur?
Just skin that was.
Dinosaur.
Different colors. But anyway. All right, T, talk to us. What do you got, man?
Joe, it pains me to say, I have to say, I'd be honorable. Congrats on your sneaky win.
Thank you.
Took me a while to think about that.
Appreciate it.
You made a statement that said you were a bad bettor. I actually differ. You're actually a really good bettor because you smartly include insurance policies like this Ben Simmons mustache situation. So the bad bettors are actually Richie and James.
I was actually, full disclosure, back when we made that bet.
The problem was he wasn't going to take it unless we gave him all these little stipulations.
Yeah, but
right?
You could have gotten me down to... You could have got me to a different number.
Sure.
I'm just telling you. I didn't,
easy to say that
I
now.
Did not expect you guys to go for 70 games. But
I don't think I did.
You did. You did.
I don't think I did.
This is, again, part of the things in life you forget.
I don't believe it.
T, talk to me. What do you got on the Eagles?
I was actually nervous to wonder what they were going to say. But then actually after Howie and Doug pretty much said what I thought he was going to say. But Howie... The change of pace in his mentality and his progression of what he's going to research and his philosophy of where the team's going. I've been hoping for him to say something like this for a couple of years now. And I'm glad he's adapting to change for himself as well, especially with how many hats he has wearing. But I also, at the same time, excited like for a good movie plot hitting the climax. I'm also worried that it's going to hit a wrong left. But I'm hopeful that it's going where we all want it to go. And I'm really excited. Like, I'm really – this is probably the most excited I've been for the offseason of the Eagles in a long time. I'm always tuned in, but this is just amplified to the umpteenth power.
All right. Good stuff. T, what do you got for a famous doctor?
I got one that affected millions of people. The FBI had spied on him. One of the smartest men, won a Nobel Peace Prize. How about Albert Einstein?
Dr. Albert Einstein.
Ooh. Good answer.
And that's what I'm going to ask. Is
he
a doctor?
A doctorate. Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
I'll
why?
Double check
he was terrible
it,
in school.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't
know I'll
if
check.
He went on and did
yeah,
that.
I don't know either. I am not sure.
Hey, so he said he's really excited about the new direction.
I was surprised.
Yeah. I mean, it is new, and I guess that in some cases can be considered exciting, but it's so unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about depending on guys we don't even know who they are yet.
Well, yeah, and that's always the case. But
it is, but he's saying we're going like more in that direction than we've ever seen under Howie. So I think it's sketchy. It's concerning. It is I'm worried about it. You know, it also he said he's excited. Does what Howie is leading – this road he's leading us down, does it mean that these veterans he's put so much faith in the past and who are now signed for a while aren't as safe as we thought? You know, like, I know you and I both think Malcolm and Rodney could be
gone. Well,
who
else? Who else are you talking about?
I'm talking about guys who are under contract. I'm talking about guys who, you know, you're going to have to take a bit of a hit. But you know how he has built in some outs on these things. Like Malcolm's contract, Malcolm's deal has, like, they have to decide on him by March, March 18th.
I just don't think there's many guys that fit that.
Well, like a Brandon Graham.
I think he's safe because of the nature of that deal.
I'm saying guys like that.
Well, if they could get out from him, maybe, but I don't think it's as easy to get out from him after the first year of a 3-year deal. But I agree with you. He could be an example if they had an easier out, but I don't believe they do.
Albert Einstein got a PhD at 26. So.
All right.
Okay.
Is that when he was in the patent office?
I don't know.
That's what he was doing. All right, coming up, Howie Roseman, his interview, comprehensive, great stuff with Angelo this morning. Listen to it. We'll react up ahead. Ray Dittinger at 12:45. We roll on with all the calls as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Howie Roseman. The interview with Angelo is next. Hey, let me tell you about 5-Hour Energy. That's right. 5-Hour Energy, phenomenal. 5-Hour Energy helps get you through your crazy on-the-go life with zero sugar, 4 calories, and it's a convenient, portable size. It's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hardworking people. Now it comes in 2 great extra-strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst. Delicious. And you can take them on the go and have a tropical on-the-go experience when you use 5-Hour Energy. How about in the next, you know, hour or two? After lunch, you know, maybe get a little sluggish after lunch, maybe 2:30, get that 2:30 feeling. Well, you're not alone. In fact, research shows that more than 70% of us hit a wall after lunch. Well, you can let a 5-Hour Energy shot, and that's what it is, it's a shot. Let a 5-Hour Energy shot help leap you over that wall instead of crashing into it. Get it, use it, it's awesome. 5-Hour Energy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.